is Ian. I'm the director of the Trinity Alps Chamber Music Festival. Today we kick off our 7th season of this incredible musical experience. Thank you all. Thank you all for for being here. It's fitting that our first concert is in Higham Palm. That's usually the case. This is sort of the gravitational force that pulls us in. We spent the last week here enjoying a beautiful retreat where we rehearsed all this music and we enjoyed the lovely weather, or at least we enjoyed the lovely time spent at the river cooling off. Joining me on stage are several folks who you may recognize, including Ellen right here in front of me. She's been here many years. Also our dear friend Stephen Fine, who's been here many years. Stephen came all the way up from Florida, so give him a hug later. The rest of us, the other three, are first-timers to Higham Palm, so a special welcome to Andy Springer. And our cellist for the moment, Carl Knapp. And this is going to be a special program. You know, in addition to our normal selection of classical and contemporary chamber music, we're doing some works, some vocal works. So please let me introduce you to Jamie Rose Guarin. So the music we will do today covers quite a range. We're starting with a piece by the American composer Samuel Barber, and we will end with works of Mozart. So we're going sort of back in time as we go. In your program, in the middle leaf, there are lyrics to the vocal pieces that we're doing. I would like to call your attention to those. You don't necessarily have to sit with your face buried in the program, but it is nice to pay attention to the texts. This first piece by Samuel Barber is a setting of a text by James Agee. The text is called Knoxville, Summer of 1915, and it has this wonderful subtitle. We are talking now of evenings in Knoxville, Tennessee, in the time that I lived there, so successfully disguised to myself as a child. And that sort of, that gives you a sense of the tone of the whole piece, because what Agee is describing is these memories from his childhood. And there's some question about whether the narrator's voice is that of a child, or whether it's an adult looking back on childhood experiences. And as you notice, it's not just sort of visual memories and things seen and heard, but there are deeper questions and deeper feelings that arise as this sort of childhood memory is gone through. Of course, the text is set to this wonderful music by Samuel Barber. We have an arrangement here. It's originally for a full symphonic orchestra, but we have yet to fit an orchestra of 50 people in the Higham Palm Community Hall. So today we are going to do it with this wonderful arrangement for string quintet, for quintet and piano. So we hope you enjoy this Knoxville Summer of 1915.
Thank you. Oh.
Second movement, the middle movement of the quartet, is his so-called Adagio for Strings, which is one of his most popular works. You may recognize it when they get there. But just so you know, as you can see in the program, there are three movements to this quartet. So you can think three different chapters to the story. The first is very thorny and a lot of very conversations going on. The second is this very serene and tranquil slow movement. And then the third movement is a quick sort of recap of what happened earlier. So we welcome our musicians back. Joining us are familiar faces and also our wonderful High and Palm local, Miss Ellen McGee.
Thank you.
Thank you all so much. Just a quick question. How many of you, show of hands, are coming to one of our concerts for the first time? Whoa. Yeah, cool. Okay. Thank you for coming. We have been, you know, this is a community-based organization, so aside from the joy that it gives us musicians to come to this wonderful place and to play this wonderful music, we're always trying to give back to the community by offering all of our concerts as free events. They're open to the community. During the school year, we try to do school programs and youth programs, and this summer is going to be our 200th public concert, coming up in a month or so. So that just is a number that boggles my mind, because that means I should have remembered all 200 of them. I don't know if I do. In any case, if you are not aware, if you are aware, I'd like to call your attention to our beautiful jar, which is sitting on the table by the entrance. All of our concerts are free, but we ask the community to help support this organization to keep it going. If you've been looking at the program, you see there are many people who've made very generous contributions. We ask you to be one of them, whether it's just a few bucks in the jar or writing a check or whatever you can do. You should know we appreciate it. You should know that that's what keeps this thing exciting and what keeps it going. Enough about the jar. You'll see much more of it later. The next two musicians on the program need little introduction for those of you who live here in High and Palm, as Carla and Jacob are now High and Palmers themselves. I knew them when we were back in school together, and I'm just thrilled to have them here. The piece we're going to do is one we've talked about doing for years now, so I'm very happy to do it. It's by the composer Giovanni Bottesini, who is a virtuoso of the double bass, and he wrote this grand duo to be played with his buddy, Carl Maria von Weber, a virtuoso of the clarinet. So it really is perfect for this occasion. Please join me in welcoming Jacob and Carla.
Thank you.
Thank you all so much. Now is our intermission, so we'll take a 5-minute break for the next 10 minutes. We'll see you in 15.